Eddie, life as a football manager never gets any easier, but how does it feel to have that Premier League win in your back pocket now?
It feels really, really nice. It's a great feeling. To win is what we do it all for. That's why we work as hard as we do. And it's a really satisfying feeling. I mean, went through such a range of emotions second half, well, today really, during the game, such a range of emotions. To actually get the win at the end is the most important thing.
2-0 up and cruising. I mean, many would have said it could have been 3-4-5 at half-time. Would you agree with that?
The only disappointment for me at half-time was the fact the game wasn't dead. We had some great chances, some really good moments to kill the game. West Ham was still very much in it at 2-0, and especially after we committed football suicide early in the second half. And hugely frustrating to find ourselves at 2-2. At that moment, but then real credit to the players because they dug deep and they didn't let it affect them and they dealt with the crowd. And really pleased for Mark Pugh to score that key third goal because he's been magnificent for us. And you know, really difficult for him to be out the team, but he showed his worth when he came on and scored that goal.
You talk about character at 2-2, not only that to dig deep character wise but also physically as well on a day like this too.
Well, I thought we really did look good physically until the last spells of the game, but I think that's only natural with how much they've given, the players have given again today. And they're living the emotions just as we are on the sidelines. So delighted with the win. This is a really tough place to come, and I thought we're, as I say, really happy with some of our play, especially first half.
A word for Callum, obviously, as well, who actually hasn't had too much opportunities in the first two games, and he's going home with a match ball today.
Well, that's how football can change in a heartbeat. You know, people doubting us and certain players 1 minute, and then suddenly you get a hat-trick. But that's the beauty of the game, and that's why you have to really stay strong to your beliefs and really stick by the players, because we've got an incredible group here who deserved all the success they've had previously. They're going to be obviously judged on what they deliver from now on, but certainly a really good sign today that we can, you know, can really be a force to be reckoned with.
Thankfully, we're not really here talking about decisions, but what did you think of their penalty decision?
I thought it was very much up for debate. I'd need to see it again. I haven't seen it a second time. I've only seen it live. I thought it was a really good experience from an experienced professional who manipulated the situation very well, and maybe a bit of naivety on our part. I'm not sure whether it is a penalty, but it might have looked like one.
You talk about moments that decided the game right in the last second. Charlie Daniels, I think it was, who scrambled one off the line as well. That is the margins, because that could have gone through anybody's legs and gone in.
Yeah, I mean, they're the things you have to do. I mean, it's the last seconds of the game. We've conceded a free kick out wide, and then a corner comes in our box, and we have to be big, brave, and answer all the questions that you need to do at that stage of the game. And that's where I think the players have done ever so well today, because this isn't an easy stage to do that on, and you're being consistently asked questions that you have to answer, and so pleased with the squad today.
Have you shown the Premier League in your first two games glimpses of what you can do? Is this a real advert today as to what you're going to bring to the Premier League?
Well, I don't know about advert or trying to prove anything to the Premier League. We're just doing what we do. I've always believed that we can play a style of football that can be effective at this level. We have the players that can be effective at this level. But obviously, we still have to prove that. So it's early days, but so pleased that the players actually got this win to back up their hard work in the first three games.
Finally, what will you do for Hartlepool now? Because you've got a lot of players who are struggling to get match time, because that's the rigours of what you're in at the moment. So Hartlepool, will it be a rotation?
We'll make changes. Not afraid to say that, because I back the squad that we have, and that's why we've strengthened it over the summer. So there's some players chomping at the bit to play, and we'll unleash them against Hartlepool.
Just finally a word, I saw you usher the players back over towards the fans at the end there to make sure you said thank you, because they played their part today as well.
Well, I just felt they were so good against Liverpool. Absolutely magnificent. And that's probably my memory from that game, was how good our supporters were, especially during You Never Walk Alone, and really felt them and felt the emotion from them that night. So wanted to say a special thank you again today, because they were magnificent, and we're going to certainly need them on our travels this year.